Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. It's good that you join me today because we are going to continue on in a message, some very important concepts in terms of our growth in the Lord. And the text I've been using for this message, One Thing is Needful, is found in Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 42 and 43. These are the words of Jesus, but one thing is needful. This is verse 43. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall be not taken away from her. And by that, Jesus was saying that he wouldn't change her course of action, the choices that she made, and that which she acquired became hers. So what was she doing? Well, she was sitting at his feet, first of all, fellowshipping with him, and secondly, learning. She was trying to understand in a deeper way the things that Jesus had been teaching them. And so, what does the heart of learning consist of? I shared with you, I believe it consists of acquiring new information, something we didn't know before, but also the second very important thing is that we have to readjust or replace our present understanding or comprehension with that additional truth or insight. It is basically the ability to be taught that is that conforming to changing to new situations, to new understanding. And yesterday I shared, there's many passages in Proverbs that basically say a wise man will listen. In verse, let me share Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding will attain unto wise counsels. Now, what are the ways that God teaches us? Well, we can look at the very excellent teaching methods that Jesus had. He would relate to natural things in the experience of the people that he was ministering to, the crowds, the multitudes, the disciples, things they could readily understand. And so it's through natural similes or parables that we can learn spiritual truths. And we know in 1 Corinthians 15:46 that it says in those passages there, in that context, that the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. But the last Adam, who is Jesus, it was a quickening spirit, is a quickening spirit. And so 1 Corinthians 15:46 says, howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. And so Jesus' parables, he used the natural realm to illustrate truths of the spiritual realm or reality. And so it is helpful for us to look at natural concepts so that we can have spiritual application. All right, so we're talking about learning, and to learn, we have to be flexible. It is important that we understand that flexibility, not only in a physical sense, in terms of our bodies, but spiritually, it's the ability to grow spiritually. We have to be as clay in the potter's hand. So, how is flexibility produced? Well, we're going to look at three ways I'm going to share with you. The first one is by use and activity. Now, in the natural, how do you get flexible? Well, in a general sense, women tend to be more flexible than men because they're doing stretching, flexibility type exercises. Sometimes men just concentrate on muscle strength and, you know, bodybuilding. And as a result, unless they are comprehensive in their physical training, they tend to be not very flexible. Should I make a spiritual application there? I won't do that. I will leave that to you. All right, so how is flexibility produced? By use and activity, and by constantly using our spiritual muscles, we come into spiritual maturity. Hebrews 5 and 14 declares, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. In other words, to someone who's an adult or a child who's capable of eating meat. Obviously, a baby, a toddler can handle strong meat. Okay, even those going on in that passage, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Let me read it again. But strong meat, the truths of God's word, belong to those who are of full age, those who are mature, even to those who by reason of use, practice, activity, have their senses, those spiritual senses, their discernment, their spiritual understanding, exercise to discern both good and evil, to know what's good and is not, to know what is true and that which is false. All right. So now the second point, which is very important, is how do we wish to continue to grow. In other words, all right, we're going to attempt to do these to use discernment, to use spiritual understanding, to desire to grow and learn. But it's not just a brief spurt and start. No, no, no. Unfortunately, just like on physical flexibility or bodybuilding or muscle training, that whatever you're doing, there has to be a sustaining of activity. I know. That means you got to be regular. You have to prolong that activity, not only in terms of a particular time frame for, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever. I'm speaking physically, but applying that spiritually, sometimes we have to go through rather unpleasant situations. We have to be able to stand our ground and be persevering and endure. To be flexible, it means capable of being flexed, okay? To bend, especially repeatedly, to move muscle so as to cause flexion or bending of a joint. And it's our quality of use. Now, we apply this spiritually. That means against negative stuff. And we all get a lot of negative stuff that comes against us. Spiritual warfare, just living in this world in which we're living, which is so upside down. It is getting so 180 degrees far afield from the truth, from the principles of God. Why? Because we don't need God. Nah, as a nation, as a world, we have science as our God. Yep, we can just about handle any problem we choose to do. And there's been a tremendous, as the Bible said, just an exponential expanse of knowledge in the last day. And we're running to and fro, are we not? Goodness sakes. Nobody has time anymore for anything. Being at the age I am, it's like, okay, figure that out. We've got all these time-saving instruments and things, and no one has time. Go back 50 years and see what our life was like. There was very little technology, but somehow I think we were a little more balanced and got even more done. Well, okay, I'll stop that. Okay, let's get back to what I want to share with you about the importance of spiritual endurance, sustaining that activity. So there's negative stuff. We have to be patient and long-suffering. And that patience refers to events, things that are happening, things that annoy us. Long-suffering, however, refers to the same quality as applied to people. And sometimes, no sooner does one annoying person leave your presence that another one comes. And God's just trying to teach us, can we be flexible? Can we sustain that activity of learning the importance of patience? Oh, that we could have patience, do have her perfect work, that we could be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. I know. This is probably not fun to hear, but it's necessary for our spiritual growth. Just like it is important eating our greens and salads and all those good vegetables. Well, we may not like them. You might prefer Twinkies, but trust me, the former is going to give you a much healthier and longer life. All right. So it's the quality of use against those negative things. And then there's an importance of persisting in the positive. Listen to Galatians 6:9. You might be hearing this in a whole new light. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That means the ability to sustain that activity of not being weary, of enduring. So as the righteous, beloved, we need to persist. We need to stand our ground. And so a just man's resilience is depicted in Proverbs 24:16. For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked fall into mischief. And so this, the things I've been sharing you with you, these what areas of concern, these areas of responsibility, that's not the Lord's. We're going to cover that tomorrow. But they fall into our metron of authority and responsibility, our province of activity before the Lord. These are our spiritual responsibilities that we need to persist. We need to stand our ground. We need to hear the truth and be willing to follow it. Amen. A man, Micah said, a man falls 7 times, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. My beloved, the Lord says, fret not and fear not. For it is I working in you both to will and to do of my good pleasure. And I will give you, as you've heard my word, I will give you a desire to be hungry for the things of God, a desire to grow and be strong in the things that pertain to godliness and righteousness and to the kingdom of God. It depends not on your abilities, beloved, but it depends on your willingness to be malleable, to be molded into the very image of Jesus, which I shall do. I shall do that work, for the Lord would say, I will perfect all that concerns thee. However, you must be willing. So hear my heart today, beloved, be thou willing, and I shall do that work that you desire, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Aren't you grateful for that? Aren't you glad? It doesn't depend on you. It doesn't depend on me. All we have to do is say, yes, Lord, I'm the clay. Do what you want with me. And that's what he will answer that challenge. Trust me. Praise God. Well, on that note, I will bring this broadcast to a close. If you need help in any of these areas, because trust me, pray for me because I need help in all these areas, okay? But the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those needs, and I will personally respond back to you, whatever God gives to encourage your heart. Or if you email, please share your mailing address, but I will pray and I will confirm receipt. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.